Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
It's time.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Exclusive ticket pricing and premier seating is now available for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms this September. For a limited time, get closer to the action with your daily or weekly packages. From general admission to premier seats on the 18th green, you can get close to all the action as the top 70 players in the world compete in the final leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. Visit BMWChampionship.com today for ticket and tournament information.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
We don't run from doubt, we overcome it. We don't succumb to fear, we outtrain it. We don't wish for progress, we fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at marines.com.
Bears fans, this is where you want to be to get ready for Game 1 versus the Falcons. Featuring Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth analysis with our team of Bears experts. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and Chicago's Big Ten team host number 6 Penn State, Iowa, Michigan State, Purdue, and Minnesota this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Cubs have gone 7-3 in their last 10 games, but they've lost 2 straight to Atlanta and Pittsburgh. Northsiders looking to get back to their winning ways tonight at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Kyle Hendricks will be on the mound for this one. He's 2-1 with a 2.31 ERA since he was activated from the DL. Reliever Steven Brault will make his first start of the year for the Pirates. Manager Joe Maddon talked to Spiegel and Goff about the balls this year, whether they're juiced, and what he's noticed about the seams.
I noticed, I mean, I actually see the balls when they came out, they did seem low. I mean, the ones that Kyle was throwing out, because he kept throwing them out. I mean, I've never seen a pitcher throw out. Definitely leads the league in throwing balls out of the game before he actually pitches.
Pre-game with Mark Gordy tonight at 5:30. Anthony Rizzo gets the night off tonight. Victor Caratini will play first base. Javier Baez returns to the lineup. Meanwhile, the White Sox will take on the streaking Tribe tonight. Cleveland looking for its 13th straight win. Southsiders will send David Holmberg to the mound. Danny Salazar goes for Cleveland. Holmberg has a 1.50 ERA in his last 8 outings. Salazar missed his last 2 turns through the rotation with a sore elbow. First pitch at 7:10 tonight from Guaranteed Rate Field. Ahead of tonight's game, the Sox have activated infielder Yoan Moncada from the DL, called up pitcher Jace Fry from AA Birmingham, and placed pitcher Derek Holland on waivers. The Bears preseason is done. The team now getting set to take on the Falcons in week 1. Tight end Zach Miller was on with Mully and Hanley today. He says the team realizes a lot of people doubt them. They welcome it.
Expectations aren't that high for us, but that's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. And just come out and play the game. We're excited that since it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Former Bears running back Jeremy Langford signed to the Ravens practice squad, and in the NBA, the Houston Rockets will be sold to a Houston businessman for $2.2 billion. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com and get the best unlimited deal in wireless, 2 lines for just $75, period. Plus, get two free LG phones when you switch, plus tax. Details at MetroPCS.com. MetroPCS, wireless figured out. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Julie, thank you very much. This hour of the show is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Talk a little pigskin.
Regulator, mount up. We're caught.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
We talk to him on a weekly basis. Not only can he tell us about some of the players that are currently playing college football, with some of the players that he has scouted and will be playing in week one of the NFL season that is right around the corner. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein. It's time for us to talk to our guy at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. He is Bleacher Report's very own Matt Miller. Matt, how you doing today? So I think we should start on week one with Bears-Falcons and then move out from there. I was talking to my producer and to my co-host today about what the Falcons are. I would not be surprised if the Falcons find their way into the NFC Championship game again this year. Forget the Super Bowl hangover because of how young that defense is and how much they learned throughout the second half of last year. What do you think about this team this year?
Yeah, it's a tough team. I'm really kind of intrigued by the Falcons because, like you said, I mean, they were there last year. Hell, we've all made jokes about it all summer. They were up 28-3 over the mighty New England Patriots. So this is a team with talent, but I'm a skeptic that Steve Sarkisian is actually going to be a good offensive coordinator. Okay. I guess we'll see that. You know, I need to see it before I believe it. But as you mentioned, Jason, that defense is so good. And we forget, they get Desmond Trufant back. He was hurt last year. I think he's one of the 10 best corners in the NFL. So you add him to a defense with Vic Beasley, and they added Tack McKinley, and Keanu Neal is only going to be better. Deion Jones is only going to be better. This could be a fast, exciting defense. I wouldn't be surprised if the defense finishes top five. They're that good. And I think the coordinators are that good. The coaches are that good. So for the Bears, I think it's a really hard matchup, but there is, of course, that Super Bowl hangover. I mean, it's rare for a team to lose the Super Bowl and then have a good year the next year. I mean, look what happened to the Panthers last year or the Broncos the year before that. I mean, it's so tough to come back 2 years in a row strong. So I do expect a letdown, but not week one.
Who's the rookie that you're most excited to see?
Christian McCaffrey, just because – and I know I saw – Diana Rossini from ESPN tweeted today that, you know, he has a special package in the playbook, and that's smart. I'm excited to see that they're going to try to utilize him as a runner, a receiver. I think he could be a great return man, too, if they're crazy enough to put him back there and risk his health on some returns. But I just want to see a skill set like that is so rare. So to see what he can do in an offense where they need him, like they need him to take a lot of the pressure off Cam Newton. Cam Newton, who, by the way, we have seen one drive in the preseason, and this is a guy coming off shoulder injury. So I want to see what McCaffrey can do, how they do get him involved, and if he's able to have the success that he had in the Pac-12. I know we talked about it, Jason, during draft season. It felt like everyone was sleeping on this kid.
And yeah, man.
I've gone back and looked at my rankings, and I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, he should have been a top 10 or 12 player. I had him a little below that. And it's one of those I think you just get so involved in it, you just start to believe some of the doubters. But I think if you talk about rookie of the year favorite,
it's mine.
He has to be way up there.
Yeah, he's my rookie of the year favorite, and he should have won the Heisman a couple of years ago.
I want to go back to the Bears for just a little bit, Matt. I'm curious, from your perspective, last Thursday we saw Mitchell Trubisky start, and the Bears put him in a really awkward couple of positions throughout the game.
Yeah.
What do you think was the value of him playing on Thursday?
I don't know. I don't know if there was any. Really. And I'm a Trubisky guy. He was my number one quarterback. I love the kid. He was the first guest on my podcast. I mean, I really do like him a lot. I don't know what the point was. And especially in putting him in some of those situations where he was just getting the snot kicked out of him, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I guess any reps are good reps when you're a rookie, but I don't get it. And I know a lot of people in Chicago think I have this weird, like, vendetta against Ryan Pace and John Fox. I just don't think John Fox is any good at his job. And this, like, it's another point where I'm like, God, what is John Fox doing? Like, why would you put this kid in a spot where I don't think, you know, fourth preseason game, come on, you're not gaining a whole lot there. You're playing with a lot of guys who aren't going to make the roster, and you're just asking your quarterback to get hit unnecessarily. So I have no idea what the thought process was there.
We're agreeing on way too many things, Matt, because I agree with your assessment of John Fox.
It's like they put him out there and hoped he would suck, so the fans would be like, okay, right, we should start Glennon.
Right.
Like, who does that?
Well, a bad coach who doesn't have much time left on his clock or in his career. Matt Miller, yep, joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein. I want to ask you a question about scouting and when a guy improves to the point where it doesn't make the scouts look crazy, but you recognize the improvement. Like, maybe he listened or read the weaknesses and actually did something about them. The reason why I ask this is because there's a write-up, and our guy Matt Bowen did it on ESPN's .com. Landon Collins. When Landon Collins was at Alabama, Landon Collins was thought of as a box safety and an extra linebacker, a guy who can make plays on the collegiate level. But once you throw him in the NFL, you know, he's going to have to play in space a little bit more, and there might be some coverage issues, some play recognition issues. And Landon Collins, it seems like, internalized all that to a top five defensive player of the year voting last year. And it seems like he's taking it to another level this year in terms of the autonomy that he has in that defense. Can you remember a guy similar to that where maybe the weaknesses were there and everybody understood him and a player kind of took it to heart? And I don't know if that was the inspiration, but Landon Collins is definitely, to me, one of those cases.
Yeah, and you remember when we were doing the show together at the Super Bowl and Luke Kuechly sat down and he was like, yeah, I remember what you wrote about me. And you guys were like, what? And I was like, yeah, I said he was a little small and didn't take on blocks well. And he remembered that, you know, 4 years later. And I think that he's a great example of, listen, people think about Luke Kuechly as one of the best linebackers in the NFL, and he is. But that doesn't mean he's flawless. And so what I did in scouting him at Boston College was pointed out some of those weaknesses. And he read it and really took it to heart. And I would still say that there are times he makes a lot of tackles down the field and not as many, you know, at the point of attack where he might be able to. But you know, he has really made himself into a great middle linebacker. I always thought he'd be a great weak side linebacker, but you know, his instincts and awareness, and a lot of that comes from film study and being able to put himself in positions to make plays where, you know, physically and at the time, you know, when he was coming out, mm-hmm, that smaller linebacker, it was still kind of a question mark of if that would actually catch on and be a thing. So guys his size usually got kicked outside. But he has really been the poster boy for these more athletic, rangy middle linebackers. I think he's a great example of it. You know, Russell Wilson might be the biggest one that I can remember, just because not only were scouts wrong and a lot, you know, just all about height, but, you know, he has really made himself into such a smart passer in terms of being able to find passing windows. I mean, it's rare for a pass of his to get batted down the line of scrimmage. And it's rare that he doesn't struggle to see crossing routes and comeback routes, things that are hard for a short quarterback. And he has really, and you know, the coaching staff there gets some of their credit too, but they have a system there that allows him to get out of the pocket or to open up passing windows and find those guys. So I think he would be another good example.
I bristle when people talk about, you know, Russell Wilson as a running quarterback, because he does exactly what Matt's talking about. He runs or sidesteps, mm-hmm, to open windows to throw the football. That,
changing the launch angle.
Yeah, like
exactly.
He's a short pocket guy, yeah, is basically what he is. Matt, I saw some things from DeShone Kizer. I was like, wow, like some of the stuff that you can't teach in the preseason. How do the Browns not ruin him?
Man, I think you just have to be patient. And you have to, I think good quarterback coaches look at their quarterback and say, because this is what he does well. Like we were talking about Russell Wilson or with Marcus Mariota, you know, guys like that. The coaches have said, now we've got something here. Let's in year one, build a system that works for him. And so with DeShone Kizer, a great athlete with a big downfield arm, and you know, he's able to not panic when things get messy in the pocket. And those are the things that I look at and say, okay, I think he's going to be okay. And it helps that in Cleveland, they have a very good offensive line as long as Joe Thomas is healthy. So he shouldn't get hit 65, 70 times. This shouldn't be David Carr. You know, it shouldn't be Tim Couch, that kind of deal. So I think if they're just patient and not reactionary, and the first time he has a bad game, because it will happen, he's going to have bad games, you can't yank him, and you can't get down on him, and he can't be looking over his shoulder to see if Cody Kessler or Kevin Hogan are running on the field. So, no, I would, as far as strengths go, I would be aggressive down the field and let him learn from those mistakes. I would, you know, I would be doing half rolls and try to cut the field down for him, kind of like Carson Wentz did early last year, just trying to make the field a little bit smaller to where he can get the ball out fast and then have some success down the field.
Matt, I want to ask you about the wide receiver position, because if we take a look at the best in the game right now, I feel like it's one of those positions where you can go high and get a bum, or you can go high and get a great one. And the variance in terms of draft position when it comes to that position, and you go back to it where we were talking about it back in the day where, you know, David Terrell and Rod Gardner and I forget the other one that got drafted by Denver, the three guys all in the first round, and all of them kind of failed to live up to expectations. Now you have college offenses where they're going 4 and 5 wide more than ever, and it seems like guys are becoming a little bit more mature when they enter the league as opposed to past decades. When we have what we have in this city with Kevin White, and then you look around the NFL where Julio Jones will be on the same field as Kevin White, and Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry played on the same team in LSU, has the wide receiver position taken a jump in terms of technique and intricacies, or is it just we're looking at a special stage in the NFL right now?
I think we're looking at a special stage of athlete. I really do. And you know, my younger brother coaches high school ball, and he said that every kid now they come in, they want to play wide receiver. They all want to be Odell Beckham. They all want to be Julio Jones. You know, they all want to be Calvin Johnson. And it used to be, you know, when I was playing, you wanted to be a running back. Like that was, everybody wanted to be Barry Sanders or Emmitt Smith, you know, and I think some of it is the guys we see on TV that trickles down, and we, so great athletes are, you know, they're not trying to be Deion anymore. They're trying to come over and play offense, and they want to be in the spotlight. So it's naturally there's going to be some really, really exciting guys like Odell Beckham Jr., who was also a great soccer player. So you get that hand-eye coordination and quickness that makes him a great receiver. I also do think that the positions are, you know, we rag on colleges because quarterbacks aren't developed and offensive tackles aren't developed anymore. But you look at Clemson. I think Clemson is the best pipeline for the receiver position into the NFL. Mm-hmm. Jeff Scott, the wide receivers coach there, is obviously doing something right. And you could say the same at Ohio State with Zach Smith. He's obviously doing something right because they've had a lot of success with those guys. So I think the college guys, the coaches, sometimes get a bad rap for not being developers, not being coaches. But there are absolutely, you know, instances where these guys are very well coached. And, you know, you mentioned Kevin White. Who knows who he would be right now had he not been injured as a rookie. You know, 3 years later, we might be talking about someone who's, you know, playing at a high level and is a top 10 NFL receiver. Maybe he's more productive than Amari Cooper at this point. Who knows?
I thought he would be
too.
It's
so hard. I definitely thought he would. I just thought athletically, yep, he was ahead of Amari Cooper and didn't drop as many passes. And you would be able to get more out of that frame and that jump ball ability. Unfortunately, I wouldn't call Kevin White a bust. I would just say he's been hurt. Yeah. You know, it's just, it's one of those things where it doesn't work out. A guy's body just breaks down.
Is there something to the idea, though, of a route tree guy, that a guy that has more experience running different routes might be more valuable than the guy that's a little bit more of an athletic specimen?
I think right away, yes. And that's like a big, you know, scouting philosophy type conversation. You know, that's the same for quarterbacks. You know, would you rather have a guy that's throwing every route or a guy who's athletically just amazing? You know, would you rather have Luke Falk or Josh Allen, I guess, is how that would be. And at receiver, you know, sure, you would love a guy who's run more than 3 or 4 routes, but sometimes, you know, like Corey Coleman only ran 3 routes at Baylor, and he was an early pick. John Ross, at Washington didn't run that many routes. He was a number 9 pick in the draft. So I think in a perfect world, you would have a guy who ran, you know, 6, 7, 8 routes in college, has 4.4 speed and a 6.3. Reality is you're going to have some trade-offs there. You know, you might have to take a guy who's shorter. You might have to take a guy who's slower who has a more extensive route tree. It's harder to find. And in college, because of the spread and because of the tempo, you don't get those big route trees. You know, everyone who watched Indiana, Ohio State the other night, Indiana was running comebacks for her whole first half. That was all they were doing, is running those short defensive backs off and then coming back to the quarterback and giving him a big target. And it worked. But those guys, you know, they're probably running 4 to 5 routes the entire game.
They threw 3 straight jump balls to the, was it Cobb kid or Cobbs?
Cobb.
Yeah, they threw 3 right? straight jump balls. I'm like, it was like Madden all of a sudden. It's like, go back to the same. I'm like, you one play bums, cut it out. No, but it was awesome to watch them try to exploit, what they thought was a weakness in a guy in Denzel Ward, who's a damn good player as well. Denzel Ward switched onto him. Like, it felt like a 1-on-1 basketball game kind of feels like, no, I got this guy, this possession. And they still threw it to him and he got a touchdown. Before we let you go here, you mentioned the Indiana game, and you've been watching tape on seniors and juniors who you think will jump into the draft this year. I know you know all these guys, but do you think anybody got introduced to a player that they weren't privy to before this weekend?
Well, Simi Cobb's in Indiana, the dude, right? Because mm-hmm. he missed almost all of last year with an ankle injury. And even my producer, who follows this stuff, just like I do, was texting me Thursday night. He's like, who the hell is this kid? I'm like, man, he's my number 5 receiver. Like, you got to pay attention. Come on. And it was like, but a lot of people didn't know him because he was hurt last year. He got a little trouble over the summer. Yeah, got arrested at a Jason Aldean concert. You know, who hasn't been there before? So, but he's 6'4", 220, and was posting up people like Dennis Rodman. So I think he's definitely on the radar as far as people looking at the whole country. You know, maybe if you're kind of a casual draft fan, because he's a junior, because he was hurt last year, I don't think a lot of people were really watching to see what Simi Cobb could do.
And we'll just leave the University of Texas for next week.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even want shit. I don't want to talk about the University of Texas right now. It's so bad. I'm so happy that I was at that Iowa game and I couldn't watch it because it's just depressing. I still haven't watched the tape, so we'll see what happens.
Matt, we appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
You bet, guys. Talk to you next week.
Matt Miller. Well, we'll see about that. At NFL Draft Scout is where. What is going on today? It has been happening on multiple shows.
Yes, the score has gone Bob Saget, ladies and gentlemen. You thought we were cute and cuddly and family friendly.
What is happening?
I guess just forget that they're talking on a 50,000-watt station ruled by the FCC.
There are times.
My God. That got to him because I know he's a Texas dude.
Yeah.
What are you yelling at a third baseman? Eugenio Suarez. What are you yelling at a third baseman, Joe?
I was yelling at him to tell his pitcher to stop being a...
Yeah, see, here's the thing. There's part of me that feels like we should take it as a compliment because there's a level of comfort with the person that's on the other end of the line. They feel like they can just say whatever, which is great. But then, we're in charge of keeping the license. And, The best was the look of panic on Shane's face.
Because he didn't know what had happened.
No.
Yeah, that's the guy, by the way. I love Matt Miller, but that's the guy. Him and Matt Bowen were the guys who were supposed to keep me in line when we went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago when I wasn't speaking through the Bleacher Report voice, quote unquote, because I asked who was the safety for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, former 49er, too. It just used to kill people. Just used to hit. Deshaun Goldson. Deshaun Goldson sat down with us, and I asked him, what he was doing that night, and he said he was going to a certain shoe modeling establishment, and that I could come along with him if I'd like. And I said, "Yeah, I have a pocket of ones right now, so let's go." And immediately, Bleacher Report was like, "Yeah, that's not the Bleacher Report voice." And then I look at Matt Miller, I look at Matt Bowen, I'm like, "Do you know who you have working for you in these two dudes?"
Yeah,
like they might not say that, but
Bowen's going to talk about getting some natty lights other stuff,
and Matt Miller. He's going to curse in a third market in the country.
Apparently, that's what's hot in these streets right now, and that's what's going on.
Let's go.
This segment proudly brought to you by AutoZone.
That's why they won't give us a daily show, because
stuff like this happens.
People come on the air with us, and they just lose their minds. You would have never done that.
Not a particularly good way to start.
It's a great way to start. I'm happy with it.
No, it's brought to you by AutoZone Duralast batteries, which are proven tough and designed to stand up to even the most extreme weather conditions with patented technology to deliver the most during startup. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Yes, streamers,
too.
You did
it
hear
was
that.
Clear. You heard the fan in him just come
you
out.
Heard the
yeah, he
come
put his
out.
Foot in it, boy. Good for him.
It's fine.
It's fine. No, I'll never be back here. It's because you know it's going to be me.
Yeah, you didn't hit. You didn't,
I did. You punched
I hit it over here, too.
So they
got the double dump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shame. Which is always a good thing.
Pro tip. Yeah. Guy running the board, headphones. Pro
he
tip.
Had him. He had him.
No, he did not.
He was doing something else.
No, he did not.
He did have
Look
him
at his
on.
Face.
He did have
Look
him.
At his face.
I think he had him on.
He's guilty.
I
didn't have the headphones on, but I did also get it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You were the third one to hit it, though. But that face is a face of a man who, you know, he's got a lot going on. He went to a Jason Isbell concert. I'm sure he was shooting his shot all over the room, you know.
So to speak.
Beforehand and afterhand. You didn't go by yourself, did you, buddy?
No.
Well, did Jamarcus go with you?
I'm heard that that guy's name is actually Mike, by the way.
Wow. So you renamed him?
You didn't
him.
Hear anything.
You renamed him?
Yeah, you didn't, I didn't rename
you didn't,
anybody.
You didn't want that story to make it to the air, did you? Huh? You cut off
yeah,
his foot,
let's take a break,
too?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do need to take a break because we're a little bit behind and we'd yeah. like oh, for the...
We're definitely behind in Shane's mind.
The on-air to catch up since we need to kind of reboot things. Back after this on The Score.
Soon.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. New roster, same Bama, new team, same ruthless efficiency. And for those wondering if Nick Saban could replace the talent that left that roster, 10 of the first 112 picks in the NFL draft, 7 of those on the defense, the answer is yes. Because that was not a football game. That was a Nat Geo episode. You know, the one where the boa constrictor chokes out its prey and spends the next 60 minutes eating it whole? And if you thought that Florida State was going to be different, that Jimbo Fisher was going to be the first former assistant to get over on the Nictator? Wrong answer, because that's now 11 times that the mentor has schooled the student. So sure, it's only one game, but once again, this is going to be Alabama versus the field. And once again, even if they didn't finish the job last year, I'm going with Bama until somebody can prove otherwise. I'm Jim Rome.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health, traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Canals Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear. We out-train it. We don't wish for progress. We fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at Marines.com.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get 2 months of free service, so you can keep up with your favorite shows. That's 2 months of robot uprisings. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking people dating each other. Or 2 months of impossibly good-looking robots dating each other. Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of unlimited talk and text with a whole lot of data. Free with no annual contract.
Limited time offer requires payment at activation. Taxes, extra account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan. It cannot last to get bill credit for 3rd and 12th month fees. Coverage and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Every morning, I wake up and I listen to The Score on the TuneIn app. It's Matt Spiegel. I listen to my show, Mully and Hanley. Every radio show I need from around the country is available on TuneIn. And now, every Bears game, every NFL game is available via TuneIn as well. It's the TuneIn app, the best.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 3:32 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and Chicago's Big Ten team host number 6 Penn State, Iowa, Michigan State, Purdue, and Minnesota this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Attention business owners, effective cash management is key to your company's success, but you're being overcharged when it comes to bank fees. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. The Cubs have lost two in a row, but look to get back to their winning ways tonight in Pittsburgh. Manager Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Parkins this afternoon that he doesn't have an update yet on Jake Arrieta, but hopes it's nothing too serious.
You know, in some perverse way, I'm glad it wasn't his arm, obviously. It was his leg, and you could see the fact that he started grabbing at his hammy area, and then he starts going through this stretching routine, and you've seen him. I mean, the guy's incredibly limber. And he said, well, he thought it was a cramp, and I believe him because I just went through that with Zobrist a couple days ago.
Arrieta will have an MRI on his hamstring this afternoon, but reportedly feels fine. Kyle Hendricks will be on the mound tonight for the Cubs. Steven Brault for Pittsburgh. Javi Baez back in the lineup tonight. Anthony Rizzo gets the night off. Victor Caratini will play first base. Pre-game with Mark Gurdy coming up at 5:30. Meanwhile, the White Sox take on red-hot Cleveland tonight. Southsiders will send David Holmberg to the mound to face off with Danny Salazar. Indians are likely to have DH Edwin Encarnacion back for this one after he sat out yesterday. First pitch tonight at 7:10 from G-Rate Field. Today, the Sox reinstated infielder Yoan Moncada from the 10-day DL, purchased the contract of left-handed pitcher Jace Fry from AA Birmingham, and put Derek Holland on waivers for the purpose of granting his unconditional release. And the New York Times has a story up on its website saying the Red Sox were caught using an Apple Watch in the dugout to steal signs from the Yankees. Apparently, MLB has been investigating the Red Sox for this for some time. Bears are getting set to take on the Falcons on Sunday at Soldier Field. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets will be sold for $2.2 billion. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. Today, the Dow finished down 234 points. The NASDAQ was down 60. S&P was down 18. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Check this out. Check this out.
It's so great to have Zach Zabeman in times like these when the NFL season is getting ready to get underway. We are at week one. The Bears are taking on the Falcons. They've already started practicing. You get a little extra time for that week one game. Zach joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. I'm Lauren Tome sitting in for Dan Bernstein. Jason Goff is Jason Goff, which he is every day here between 1 and 6 o'clock. Zach, how are you?
I'm well. Man, I can't even imagine what it's like to game plan for these Atlanta Falcons. I mean, you consider that it took the most historic comeback that we've ever seen in a Super Bowl to beat this team last year. That's what New England was able to do, rallying from the 28-3 deficit at halftime. The Falcons were ranked first in scoring, averaging nearly 34 points per game last season. They averaged nearly 7 yards per play, number one in the NFL a year ago, and they were tied with New England for the fewest turnovers in the league last year, just 11. The Bears had the fewest takeaways, and the Bears had the third most turnovers last season. So when you start to put all this together, I don't care how much the Bears' defense has improved. The key to that game is going to be keeping that Falcons offense off the field. But I ask you this, Alshon Jeffrey's not going to be on the field for the Bears come Sunday. Jay Cutler's not going to be on the field for the Bears come Sunday. Is there any respect for the Bears' passing game? And until there is, I think Jordan Howard is going to see defenses that were very different from a year ago.
So, Zach, what did we learn from what the rosters looked like at the end of the preseason?
I think exactly what you thought probably prior to the start of the preseason. It's that it's a roster that is probably a little bit better than what they had at the tail end of last season, but especially on the defensive side of the ball, where they do have some depth and they do have a front seven that looked good in the preseason. But as I just mentioned, you know, you're taking on a prolific offense week one. Week two, you go down to Tampa Bay, and this Buccaneers offense, yeah, led by Jameis Winston and Mike Evans and company, I mean, they were making plays last year against the Bears, and you saw what they were able to do in the preseason. Then week three, you've got Roethlisberger, Bell, Antonio Brown.
And then you got Green Bay.
Yeah, so even though the Bears are better, I don't necessarily know if you're going to be able to see it over the first month of the season. And the other thing is, from an injury standpoint, the first injury report comes out tomorrow. So, you know, we've been hearing a lot, and John Fox talked about how Pernell McPhee is ready to go, best shape he's ever been in, but there's so many names that we're going to be looking for tomorrow on that injury report. And what was – anytime you talk about the Bears, and this started in the offseason, it started at the beginning of the training camp, everyone keeps saying, well, if they're healthy, but they're not healthy right now. Mm-hmm. So those are some of my big concerns heading into kickoff weekend.
All right, tell me about Kyle Long and Pernell McPhee this season for them, these first few weeks for them.
I think it's more than just those two guys. You know, I think it's hard to imagine that Kyle Long is going to be on the football field come week one against the Falcons, just because we haven't really seen him do the things that you would expect a player to be doing getting ready for a regular season. Now, I never question his toughness because this guy's as tough as they come. But, you know, we haven't really seen him out there since that last day in Bourbonnais when he was kicked out of practice early getting into those two fights. In regards to Pernell McPhee, yesterday, just listening to John Fox talk, you got the impression that you're going to see McPhee in some standpoint. But I do think that McPhee is the type of guy that if he's a part-time player, that's a plus for the Bears going forward because of everything that he's had to deal with both legs in terms of the knees. But there are other injuries, too. You know, what's Eddie Goldman's status? He was in the concussion protocol when we last got an update on him. We'll find out tomorrow what the latest is on that. Mitch Unrein, part of that defensive line, was coming off a concussion as well. Jonathan Bullard had the glute injury. We need to find out his status. I mean, this is big. When you start talking about the depth of the team, these are guys that they're counting on, because if the strength of the team is the front seven, you know, Danny Trevathan coming off that serious knee injury, there was a belief that he might play in the preseason game against the Titans, the third preseason game. He didn't play. All indications are that he'll be able to go in the season opener, but again, I want to see that injury report. Prince Amukamara is coming off that ankle injury that he suffered 2 weeks ago in that season in that dress rehearsal against the Tennessee Titans, and that's just on the defensive side of the ball.
Because the Bears have some injury concerns at a couple of different positions, can they justify dressing three quarterbacks on Sunday?
Yeah, I think you were around early on during the Rex Grossman, Kyle Orton eras, right? And Brian Griese was, I thought, a very valuable person to have in that room and on the sideline during game day. I think it was crucial to have that veteran presence there when you're talking about two young quarterbacks. And just because Mike Glennon has been in the league longer than Mitchell Trubisky does not make Mike Glennon an experienced quarterback. And I think sometimes we forget that.
Yeah, but Sanchez can be that in a sweatsuit, or Trubisky can be in a sweatsuit and be learning. I'm bringing it up just because, look, we don't know about Kyle Long. You know, Kyle Long and his level of contact has been an issue, so you might want to have an extra body just in case. Same thing with Pernell McPhee. That's where I'm wondering, like, is the 46, will it matter? Like, let's say Trubisky is not the backup quarterback, and according to the weird depth chart that they put online, he is the number three quarterback. So would they be better off having another lineman available instead of a quarterback that they expect not to play?
I think usually the way you're going to work it is you would have one extra tackle available and one, and they do have the luxury with Hronis Grassou if he is the backup lineman. You know, say Kyle Long starts and he's not able to finish the game, then you have Hronis Grassou who can slide in there as a center potentially. You could move Cody Whitehair to guard. You have Tom Compton, you could put at guard, keep Cody Whitehair at the center position. You have Brad Soule who you can use as a tackle. I think that's not my major concern. I think we're spending too much time talking about guys at the back end of the roster, and when you talk about what you need to win, we've not spent enough time talking about the frontline guys that have been drafted by Ryan Pace over the past 3 years. I'm talking about picks one, picks two, picks three, the keys that you need to have success, the free agent classes that need to go out there and have success. I mean, you think about the conversation that took place in this city after the game against the Browns, and whether or not Tanner Gentry was going to make the team, all of a sudden talking about this guy like he's Steve Largent. The key is, can Kevin White live up to anything close to the expectations that people had of him when they made him the seventh overall pick? You need your top picks to go out there and make plays for you if you expect to be good. This is not about hoping that guy number 53 or 52 or 51 on the roster can give you something over the course of the next month.
Yeah, I need a little less sass out of Kevin White, more action. It seems like we've talked about him this preseason for mostly the wrong reasons, starting in Bourbonnais, obviously, with that interview that he did with us, and also that, you know, his post-practice comments about his wide receivers coach. How do you think he's going to fare this year with pretty much being the only receiver of note athletically on this roster?
You know what's interesting is there's going to be an opportunity for him to make plays in the early going. I think because until the Bears prove that they can scare you with their pass offense, people are going to overcompensate to stop the run. So even though the number one corner on the other team now shifts from Cameron Meredith to defending Kevin White, I still think there are going to be opportunities there because there's, in general, you're going to have an extra man in the box. I would just assume that's the way you attack the Bears and you force them to beat you with a passing game. But in order for that to happen, you know, the quarterback's got to be on target. It'll be interesting to see. I think Glennon looked much better with a game plan. You know, he's not the kind of guy who's going to wow you with his athleticism. So in the first two preseason games where you're not really going with a game plan, he's not going to, he did not distinguish himself. But once they had a game plan against Tennessee, they were able to do some things and look effective. They need him to play that type of game. Now, for the people that think that the Bears have a shot against the Falcons, they will point to the fact that when you look at Mike Glennon's career,
a shot.
He's played four games against the Falcons in which he's got six touchdowns, no picks, a 102 rating.
If
he's able to put up those numbers, I think the Bears will have a pretty good chance at winning. But overall, I think this is, and this goes back to the Sanchez point that I was making earlier, do you guys realize that Mike Glennon has not started an NFL game since November 2nd, 2014? That's 2 years, 10 months, 3 days ago. That's 1,038 days from today.
Yeah, so, I've been making that argument since they signed him.
Yeah, so again, that doesn't mean that he can't play. It just means that I think you're dealing with a guy. And you know when it hit me is talking to Glennon after that game against the Titans. One of the things that stood out is, you know, people kept asking him, why did it suddenly click for you? And he talked about how that there was a game plan. And he mentioned that he needs game reps. You know, you can have as many practice reps in the world, but in order to get better, you have to experience real games. And that's something that he talked about. And he only threw 11 passes last year. So I think that's one of the things going forward that hopefully with a game plan and you're able to establish the run, use those tight ends. I think you guys were down in Bourbonnais. You saw the practices. The Bears can create mismatches with the tight end position, not just Zach Miller, but Deion Sims, Jordan Howard in the passing game, Tariq Cohen in the passing game. So they do have the ability to show you some surprises, but they cannot make mistakes. Because if you make mistakes and you turn the ball over against this Atlanta team, chances are the Falcons are going to put it in the end zone. The Falcons don't cough the ball up, and the Bears have been terrible over the past couple of seasons at taking it away. And during the preseason, you didn't see the Bears' first team taking the ball away, even with the upgrades that they made defensively.
Yeah, the only hope is you better hope that their new offensive coordinator has not gotten things coordinated yet. And in the first quarter or so, you can hang around because I see some very, very scary things, for, not only from that offense, but that fast-as-hell defense is playing on the other side of them that's young and vicious. So I hope this thing is going to be a good game, but I don't think it will be, Zach.
I think that something that you just said, I looked this up, and Matt Ryan, the last couple of years with Kyle Shanahan, who's now the head coach of the 49ers, he was the offensive coordinator in Atlanta. With Shanahan, Matt Ryan had a 102 passer rating. But in the previous seasons, without Shanahan, his career passer rating is 91. And, yeah, they are getting used to a new offensive coordinator in Steve Sarkisian, so we'll see how that works out. And there are always surprises. Opening day always has surprises because they're plays that the other team doesn't know that you're able to run, personnel groupings that they haven't seen at all. So from that standpoint, and the Bears have, again, a bunch of new players that are in the mix within the framework of Dow Loggins' offense. You know, Vic Fangio will have, I'm sure, a number of looks that they did not, because I don't think the Bears showed anything defensively in terms of looks throughout the course of the preseason. So there will be some surprises, but ultimately it's a game of talent. And, you know, the Falcons are loaded. They've got, boy, you start taking a look at Julio Jones and Devontae Freeman.
Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah, ranked 1-2 in scrimmage yards, Jones and Freeman, over the last 2 years. You know what Matt Ryan has been the last couple of seasons as well. And I just think it'll be interesting. Good thing for the Bears, the game is at home, so you don't have to deal with the crowd sound and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it's a daunting task, and it's not just this one. It's the fact that, you know, sometimes this is the way the schedule falls.
Yeah, and the first 4 weeks for it are really, really rough. Zach, we got to run. We appreciate the information. We'll talk to you soon.
That's Zach Zabeman, our Bears beat reporter. This segment being brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. When we come back, something that John Fox said about his receivers, I want to run past you, Jay. Cool. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Your radio headquarters for Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few. Plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Here's a story about Amy's work. Dorothy and Terry chose Amy Kite when it was time to sell their Chicagoland home. And guess what she did? She got the team together and they got 30 showings in a month of being listed. That's how you build demand. The home sold for $4,000 over the asking price, by the way. Amy Kite is unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. Not only are Amy's fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash. Or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money possible. Call the realtor who I would trust, the realtor who I love, and the realtor that you need in your life. That's Amy Kite. 847-877-9881 is the phone number. 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over three times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to vitas.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop. That will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at marines.com.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. Discount applies to contract or pack items. Minimum purchase required. U.S. only.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, you wanted to talk about the Bears wide receivers real quick.
Yeah, Jay, I saw this quote, and it was really, there were two things that were interesting about it. One, that John Fox said it. Two, that the Bears Twitter account is the one that put the quote out. Here's the quote. John Fox talking about the receiver position being the biggest question mark. Quote, I'm not going to say it's a weakness, but it's one we've got to figure out quickly. Close quote. Now, am I wrong to go, that's a head coach looking at his general manager and going, you ain't giving me squat here at the wide receiver position? Because I agree with Fox's mm-hmm. assessment. Mm-hmm. He's right about the assessment of the wide receiving core. I just thought it was interesting that he said
put those
it publicly.
Words out there and yes. The Bears tweeted it. Can I throw this at you?
Sure.
Do you think he says the same thing if Cam Meredith is healthy? Because it strikes me as in a different tone if it was from a development or placement standpoint in terms of, all right, these are the guys I have, rather than I've got a guy who's got on, you know, two bum legs and also a guy who isn't here that was supposed to be our best wide receiver.
No, I think that the Cam Meredith injury definitely provides some cover for the right. comments.
By the way, shout out to that room who reads that too, by the way. Like, if you're Kendall Wright or if you're Marcus Wheaton, like, hey man, my pinky was hurt this entire preseason. Like, if you're Victor Cruz, who's now going to go on and become a broadcaster, you're like, hey, man, I wonder what he thought of me before I got hurt. So,
well, all you needed to know is that they had Victor Cruz out there blocking in the fourth preseason game late. Yeah. Like, you kind of knew that whole thing wasn't going to work out. But when you look at the Bears receiving core and compare it, even with Cam Meredith, it's very low in the receiver rankings. Mm-hmm. And now without him, it might be the worst in the league.
Lawrence, got to look at that Jets thing, though.
I mean, the whole Jets thing is a debacle.
Yeah, they traded for a guy that Seattle was like, oh, sure, he's not one of our guys anyway. Like, seriously, like, when's the last time you thought of Jermaine Kearse? Like, didn't he make he made a big catch in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and sure. That's about it, right? Doug Baldwin is their guy.
Yeah, they kind of, Kearse
they want
and
Paul
Wilson
Richardson to be so much better than he is.
Went on a run right before Baldwin and Wilson yeah. kind of went on that yeah. crazy run that yeah. they did.
When he turned into Lil Steve Smith all of a
right?
sudden. Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. I just thought that it was an interesting.
No, I got you. I feel you on that. You know, I don't like to do it at all. So, anytime John Fox can get up out of here, I'm good with that. Anytime. When's the last time we had a midseason firing? Huh? Can we get that cooking this year? I don't even like to say that because I don't like to see guys lose their jobs. But
he's fine.
You talk about a guy who has given this city absolutely nothing and acted as if it was the exact opposite. Like, how many guys have you seen, you know, strut around like a peacock like him and have had his winning percentage?
It's all a problem.
It is a problem. He is selling a resume that has nothing to do with people here in Chicago.
By the way, nobody thought that Cam Meredith was going to be a great receiver, 847 texter. It's the fact, but you can't minimize the fact that he was going to lead this team in targets and actually had turned himself into a pretty damn good professional receiver.
It's a really horrible thing. Yeah. I mean, for a guy that
lost a lot of money out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, a ton of it. This segment being brought to you by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Did you watch college football this weekend? Was there something that was interesting to you this mm-hmm. weekend? We're going to talk about the whole shebang with Adam Kramer next here on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense. And will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly.